To Pakistan now, which has been battered by calamities. Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a spring heat wave, and then summer floods. And now there's an economic crisis. All that has pushed up the price of food and fuel beyond the means of many, just as a Pakistani tradition of feeding the hungry is under strain. NPR's Dia Hadid reports.
A dervish with bells strapped to his chest salutes the shrine of a Sufi saint buried in the capital Islamabad.
Be the supporter of the poor.
The dervish Ghulam Muhammad says more people need to support the poor the way this shrine does. In one hall at the sprawling shrine complex, a cook dishes up greasy rice in plates that a waitress slaps down on benches where families sit. 52-year-old Salima Bibi hovers at the entrance, hoping the waitress inside will forget that she's already been served once. She's holding a plastic bag in one hand.
It's a small shopping bag.
Salima Bibi hopes to fill it with free rice for her kids. She can't afford to bring them here. Bus rides are too expensive. But Salima Bibi already got a meal. She stuffed that in a different plastic bag that she's tucked under her draping headscarf. She was meant to eat it, but couldn't.
I'm a mother. How I can eat without my kids?
The hunger's even reached a prosperous area where the poor have long flocked to work. The textile mills on the fringes of Faisalabad, a city about 4 hours' drive from the capital. There, one charity recently opened a roadside cafeteria. It serves free meals to workers like Muhammad Imran. He sits with his back to the entrance so nobody can see him. He mops up a plate of curried goat with a piece of naan.
I came here with a heavy heart, but I have no choice.
About 6 months ago, Imran says, the price of wheat, oil and vegetables doubled in his village. He couldn't make do with his monthly wage of $115. His family cut down on food. He began sleeping at the mill after the price of a bus ticket home doubled to 80 cents. It just wasn't enough against the onslaught of rising prices. It got so bad, Imran pulled his daughter out of the ninth grade. He couldn't pay her $20 school fee.
My daughter had such a promising future. If there was any hope at all that I could pay her fees, I'd send her back. But there's no hope.
Imran says his cafeteria is full of men like him. It's run by a charity called Sailani, which operates an industrial kitchen to meet demand. Bakers slap dough into flatbread. Butchers skin and chop up goats. Cook them in pots the size of bathtubs. Vats of prepared food are pushed into open back jeeps. Supervisors check off items, and free lunch is distributed for around 20,000 people. In his office, Administrator Irfan Malik says they're scaling up.
We had 26 cafeterias 2 years ago. Now we run 40.
His staff expect the number of people needing food this year to double. That's one charity in one relatively prosperous city. In other parts of Pakistan, the situation is dire. By March, more than 5 million people are likely to be a step away from famine levels of hunger, according to the World Food Programme.
That number is frightening.
Chris Kay is the Pakistan Country Director for the World Food Programme.
The gravity of the problem in Pakistan gets unnoticed.
Back in Faisalabad, 45-year-old Ghulam Nabi keeps an eye on cotton looms in a one-room factory. His cheekbones protrude, arms are bony. He's piling up debt to buy food. He owes $70 at his local shop. That's his monthly wage. But somehow Ghulam Nabi says he's managing. He says, I work. I don't need free food. For now. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Faisalabad.